morning. You know, when country fans meet, mostly they don't talk about country music. They get eventually around to the subject, even artists. But this time of year, they're either talking baseball or they're talking college football, not to mention the pros.
Right.
In the college ranks, Toby Keith is just a nut about Oklahoma, Darius Rucker, South Carolina. The Ohio State boys, they're rabid Ohio State fans. Brad Paisley has West Virginia on everything, and Kenny Chesney's a huge University of Tennessee person. So this is even going to get Kenny Chesney's eyebrows up. In 2016, Tennessee has agreed to play Virginia Tech at the Bristol Motor Speedway.
Wow!
They're going to put grass in the infield.
How?
The track has a capacity of 160,000 people, which means the game could set a record for attendance in a team sport in North America.
And, you know, college football is awesome. I would go to that.
That is a crazy... Well, yeah, you probably have to leave now in order to fight the traffic and then get out. You know, we wouldn't get home for a month after that. Tim McGraw. He is going to play for the veterans on the eve of Veterans Day, November 10th, from the U.S. Navy Station in Mayport, which is Jacksonville, Florida. It'll be seen on YouTube, Pentagon Channel, and Tim McGraw's personal website.
Very cool.
American Music Award nominations are today, coming from New York. Kelly Clarkson will read them out. There will be a few country names on there. I bet you're going to hear Luke Bryan's name and Taylor Swift's name more than a few times.
Right.
Luke Bryan's going to be on the farm today in Auburn, Alabama, and President Mrs. Carter off to Denver with Garth and Tricia in tow, building and repairing homes for Habitat for the Humanity.
Very, very good.
Thank you. You know, that thing has gotten so crazy. Oakland, the city of Oakland, is so dangerous now that they even rob people that were trying to help build homes for Habitat for the Humanity.
Ask me why I live in Wisconsin.
I'm telling you, every day you should say, God bless America, I'm telling you.